The American scholar Michael Sells describes what happens when the driver of a hot, crowded bus in Egypt plays a cassette of Quranic recitations. A meditative calm begins to set in. People relax. The jockeying for space ends. The voices of those who are talking grow quieter and less strained. Others are silent, lost in thought. A sense of shared community overtakes the discomfort. Breath control is crucial to most of the contemplative traditions. Yogins have found that it brings a feeling of expansiveness, comparable to the effect of music, especially when played by oneself. Quranic reciters chant long phrases on a slow exhalation and, when they inhale, leave silent pauses for meditation. It is natural for the audience to adjust their breathing too, and find that this has a calming, therapeutic effect which enables them to grasp the more elusive teachings of the text. God was not booming clear instructions from on high. The divine voice constantly changed the way it referred to itself as we, he, your Lord, Allah, or I, shifting its relationship to both the prophet and his audience. Nor was God distinctively male. Each recitation began with the invocation, "In the name of Allah, the compassionate, Al-Rahman, and the merciful, Al-Rahim." Allah was a masculine noun, but the divine names Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim are not only grammatically feminine, but related etymologically to the word for womb. A partly personified female figure was central to nearly all the early revelations. We find veiled allusions to a woman conceiving a child or giving birth, the image of a woman who has lost her only child, and the poignant evocation of a baby girl murdered by her disappointed parents. This strong female presence was remarkable in the aggressive patriarchy of Mecca, and may explain why women were among the first to respond to the message of the Quran. In each of the early surahs, God spoke intimately to the individual, often preferring to pose many of his teachings in the form of a question. Have you not heard? Do you consider? Have you not seen? Each listener was thus invited to interrogate him or herself. Any response to these queries was usually grammatically ambiguous or indefinite, leaving the audience with an image on which to meditate, but with no decisive answer. This new religion was not about achieving metaphysical certainty. The Quran wanted people to develop a different kind of awareness. The Christian notion of the Last Judgment was central to the early message of the Quran. Muhammad believed that Mecca was in crisis because the Quraysh no longer felt accountable for their actions.